The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's Election Day, November 6th. Remember, if you haven't voted yet, get out and exercise your rights. Right? Vote today. Now, we're going to talk not about elections today, but we're going to talk about the King's Daughters Holiday Festival. We have two of my really good friends, lovely ladies who do so much for Central Missouri.
Thank you. Good to have you both here.
Jolene Schultz and Cindy Mustard, or Cindy Mustard, Jolene Schultz. I'm not sure which you're identical. You're both sweet ladies. King's Daughters Holiday Festival. Mm-hmm. It's this weekend, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I can't believe it's already here, and we're getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's the 23rd year.
This is the 23rd year of the King's Daughters. You were talking before we went on that I think we have help promote the King's Daughters.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, with Jody Needy. Remember Jody?
And Frankie Murley, when they were here.
They brought in
the young lady who had played the little gal in
Zuzu. It's a Wonderful Life.
And we had the Bells.
Exactly. Yes. Zuzu was on Pepper and Friends. In fact, she gave me her cookbook and autographed it.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're talking about King's Daughters past. Let's talk about King's Daughters future this Friday, Saturday.
Well, we're very excited about it. Our booths are all full.
Good.
So we've got over 120 booths. So it's going to be a wonderful, happy holiday shopping place.
Yes. But now, the purpose of this holiday festival, the reason for this all is?
The whole thing is, and this is our theme this year, is give a child a smile. Because the money we raise, this, of course, is done all by volunteers, goes to the dental aid program of King's Daughters. 75% goes to the King's Daughters dental aid program, and the other 25% goes to the home we have in Mexico, Missouri. So it all is going back into the communities that we support and the services that we support through King's Daughters.
And it's wonderful. And it's a great opportunity for people to come out and start the Christmas shopping early and know that the money that you spend is staying right in the community. It's right here.
We're helping the students in Columbia Public Schools to take care of their teeth, which is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And actually, in case people don't know, the King's Daughters women actually pick up the students at school and take them to the dentist for all of their appointments.
That way nobody misses an appointment.
And it's all volunteer work on our part.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's really a wonderful way to give and to help a child make sure that they get their dental care taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing lots of kids with really severe dental problems. Well, these are the kids that fall through the cracks. They don't qualify for Medicaid. They don't qualify for some of the other programs. But a lot of the refugees that come in that have never had any dental care. And we're doing root canals at age 6. So it's a very important program. And, you know, if your teeth hurt, you can't do anything else.
No, you can't.
And we have about almost 700 women in the King's Daughters here in Columbia.
700?
Yes.
And they're all angels.
All angels.
All ages.
Yeah. Friday night, what happens Friday night?
Friday night's a very exciting evening because actually that's where we came up with the title for Give a Child a Smile, which was to celebrate Friday evening. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. It's really kind of a shopping extravaganza. It's where people also can come for hors d'oeuvres, a fun night.
A formal affair?
No, it is not. We got rid
of the formal part.
People don't like to dress formal anymore.
You can come just the way you are.
We can all go just the way we are. So it would be just fine.
Okay.
But we also have entertainment.
Now, there may be some people listening in pajamas yet.
Oh, well, at home. They can come. We don't care.
All right. So it's casual. It's not a formal event.
And it's $30 a person.
This is for Friday night.
Yes. Okay. Or it's two for $50. Mm-hmm. Because not only do we have the hors d'oeuvres and the music and entertainment, we have Dan Rathery with the hospital who's going to be our MC. Mm-hmm. So, and we have lots of other kinds of acts going on, I believe, that evening. Some time we're not going to tell you about, but dancing. We have the dancers from the Ballroom Academy coming. So we're going to have little surprises here and there.
And we have a Harley Davidson type activity for the guys. And I believe a scotch sipping bar.
A
what?
Scotch.
Okay.
Like in booze.
Yeah.
Like in booze.
Okay. Okay. And a Harley Davidson event.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, you're covering all bases.
Well,
with
we want the guys to come out. You know, guys don't always like to just go shopping for Christmas.
And so. It's okay if they come out in their Harley Davidson outfit.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
And if we can get them there, there's all these wonderful booths that they can buy things for their wives, their girlfriends, their significant other, whatever the case might be.
Okay.
Their children.
So that's Friday night. Then Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday is from 8 to 5. We also have...
Now, do you pay to get in on Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday is the same price. You can buy your ticket ahead of time, and it's $3. You can go to places like the Marketplace or D&H or McAdams. Lots of stores around town have the tickets or get one from one of the King's Daughters members.
Okay.
At the door, it is $6.
Okay.
And it's from 8 to 5 on Saturday, and we also have entertainment there. We have Trips is coming in, the Hickman Dance Club. Musical ensemble.
The Hickman Musical Ensemble.
No,
Friday night there's dancing.
Dancing on
Friday night.
And all the booths will be in their glory for that day.
Okay. And Christmas music going all the time.
My goodness.
Holiday
music. This is one festive.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, you realize the last time you were on talking about this.
Yes.
Roger Gaffke was listening and he said... I was fascinated by it, but you forgot to tell everybody the location.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn
Expo Center.
So it will be at the Holiday Inn Expo Center.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You got it.
Okay,
so
and everybody's invited.
On the 11th, we have entertainment. We have the Missouri Symphony Society's Conservatory Orchestra, which are the young players. We have the cooking contest from the Tribune and a young man and his guitar. So we have entertainment, and Angie Bailey is our MC on Sunday.
Okay.
So, again, all the same thing we have on Saturday and Friday night, again on Sunday. So, if you can't make one day, surely out of 3 days, come. Enjoy the festival.
Yeah. So, what do you do after this is over? You kind of collapse?
No. We move on to our next activity. You know us well enough to know we're not going to sit still too
long.
I've been doing something with Christmas.
All right. Yeah. So, how much money? I haven't asked you that. How much money are you hoping that you will raise with this event?
Well, last year we took in over $100,000, and we're hoping to do the same this year. And we have approximately 10,000 people, and we'd like to see it increase to 12.
Wait. You had 10,000 people last year came? That is
over the 3 days.
Over the 3 days.
Wow. And you took in over
$101,000. Uh-huh. Now, once we took some of our expenses out, and we have to pay, you know, the holiday. But still, it was more money than we've ever made for Dental Aid and for the home.
All right. So mark it down Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right.
Holiday Inn Expo Center for the King's Daughters Holiday Festival.
Yes.
Ladies,
we're
out of time. Thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, River City Habitat for Humanity and Columbia Art League. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio. Kyle Fellings. Our floor director is Charles Minshew, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.